welcome to Heartbeat. Today's Heartbeat may be challenging for some of you. It's challenging for me. In our spiritual life, if we want to go to spiritual maturity, if we want to deepen our relationship with God, then we need to confront some things in our lives that are challenging. And so today's Heartbeat is one of those times where maybe if you feel a little bit uncomfortable, it could be the Holy Spirit convicting your heart to change and to go deeper with Him. The only way we mature in our faith is by facing those areas of our lives where we fall short, where we're weak, where we sin, and really answering honestly about the person that we are and the person that God wants us to be. So my question for you today that may be challenging is this. Are you making excuses for your sin? I'll say it again. Are you making excuses for your sin? A number of years ago, I was driving in the car and I was listening to the radio, and I heard someone say a statistic on the radio that it's something along the lines of 75% of parents only brush their children's teeth once a day. Now, we're meant to brush our teeth twice a day, but this statistic was saying that about 75% or something, quite a high number of parents only brush their children's teeth once a day. And I'm driving in the car and I hear this statistic and I went, oh, that's terrible. I was actually shocked. I was like, that's awful. And then I thought about it a little bit more and then I thought to myself, actually, hang on a second, that's me. I only brush my child's teeth once a day, often at the end of the day. And when I'm asking you the question, are you making excuses for your sin? What I mean is, are there times in your life where you look at other people who sin and you look at their sin and you say, oh my gosh, that's terrible. That's horrible. But if you were really honest with yourself, would you look at yourself and go, hang on a second, that's me. That's me too. Or are you making excuses for your sin? Some of the ways that we can sin is gossip. Something we do a lot, I think, at times in life. We can talk about other people and we can easily make excuses to say to ourselves, well, it's okay that I tell my mum about this, or it's okay that I tell my sister because they're not going to tell anyone else. And we make excuses of the circumstances where it's okay for us to gossip. Now, you can only answer that for yourself, whether or not that's something that you do. But I have certainly done that in my life. I make an excuse for when it's okay to sin. But we know when we read the Bible, if you look in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that gossip is something that we shouldn't do. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 19, it says, a gossip reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with a babbler. It tells us don't associate with people who gossip because it's a sin. It's not something we should do. Now, we might make an excuse to say, well, you know, I go to church, I pray, I try my very best, so it's okay if I do it every now and then. But in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, it says, if any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Again, you can only answer for yourself, but are you making excuses for your sin? You know, maybe you slander people. You see someone who you've never met before on TV, in magazines, and you make a comment about them that could be very, very untrue. That's not something that we should do. And yet we make excuses for why it's okay. It all really comes down to the content of our heart. You know, we can sin and do things that people will never see, but God sees. God knows our heart. Maybe you have impure thoughts. Your thought life is something that people won't see, that they won't know about, but God knows. Do you make excuses? We can begin to become proud at times where we say, oh, but that's not me, or I would never do that, or I'm not that bad. And when we do that, then we're definitely making excuses for our sin, and we're not recognizing the sin and the weakness within us. Now, there are more sins that we can talk about, and each of us have our own sins that we commit. And only you can look inside and honestly say, yes, this is me in this area of my life. I do make excuses for my sin. I do say, oh, in these circumstances, it's okay. Only you can answer that for yourself. And so I ask you today to look at your heart. During Lent, this is the perfect time to look at your heart and say, what is the content of my heart? Where am I making excuses? Where am I allowing myself to sin because I say, oh, it's okay, it's just a little bit, I'm not as bad as others. This is a great time of the year to go to reconciliation. If you haven't been to the Sacrament of Reconciliation for a long time, then I encourage you to go. And if it has been a while, you can get a little bit nervous. It can maybe be a little bit scary for you. But I want to let you know that all you need to do is you walk into the confessional and you sit down, and usually you start with the sign of the cross, and just honestly say to the priest who's there with you, Father, I haven't been for a long time. Would you help me know what I need to do? And the priest will assist. He will tell you what you need to do. Usually what you then do is you confess your sins. The priest often then shares with you. He'll give you some prayers for you to say when you leave. And then you usually pray together and off you go. And most of the time when I've been to reconciliation, it's all written down there for you. So it's not too difficult. But I encourage you to go. And if today you feel a little bit confronted, maybe you feel convicted, well, think to yourself, is this the Holy Spirit asking me to look at some areas of my life? So maybe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now. So why don't you pray with me, and let's ask God to come and be with us as we face these challenging times. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank you for your Spirit, that you do send the Holy Spirit to us to convict our hearts, to cause us to be more like you, to confront those areas of our lives where we know that we fall short. Lord, would you give us the courage to step out, to confront that sin, to go to reconciliation, Lord, to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful gift that you give us, that we can ask you for forgiveness, and that with a sincere heart, if we have a sincere heart, you'll forgive us time and time again. Thank you for the blessing that you give to each and every one of us every day. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.